The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, guys, it is race day at Worldwide Technology Race Day right here in St. Louis, as Kenny Wallace always says. It's a big weekend. I'll be making my debut for Hendrick Motorsports. That's absurd to say. We saw a lot of incidents last year. This is where pretty much the – is this where the Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin stuff started?
This is the origin story, yes.
Where it just drove smack into his left rear and stuck him in the fence?
Yeah.
This is where it happened. We saw this is also where Ross spun out Chase Elliott as well last year in front of the field. This is a unique track, man. Someplace, too, it's oval in which we downshift twice into turn one because the radius of that corner is substantially tighter and more banked than three and four. So it's a unique track. You're looking for your car to turn well in two different types of banking load, lateral load. So definitely a challenge to get a hold of. Joey Logano, king of going to places for the first time, got the dub at St. Louis for that first time. Who do we think's gonna be strong this weekend?
I'm going two for the 12 car. Well, I think we should have won this race last year. This is the one that I think that stings the most from us last year. We had a jack issue on pit road. Blaney handily could have won this race, and we set him back on had like a jack leak down on the left side. Lost some track position, got back to third. So I think this is one I've had circled. It's a place I want to – I just like these – I like tracks like this that you kind of – they're close to the city. It's like an old fairgrounds type track. Yeah. You go there once, you know, it'd be a cool one to win.
Do we think we see an 11th winner this year? What we have, 13 races in?
Yeah.
10 winners.
Who's your guys' picks?
I'm going with the 6 car and Brad Keselowski. I think they've been showing a lot of promise, and this is a track that he has won at in the Xfinity Series. So, you know, maybe this is where they break through and get that dub.
I like that pick. Brad's motivated. Mm-hmm. He's been on the hunt, too. Merriman, who you got?
2-4.
All right.
Wait, you're going to pick a Hendrick car? You're not going to go with Corey?
Who?
Corey.
Go f*** yourself.
That's a bad friend.
So, wait. Are,
I don't want to put that pressure on.
If I was going to pick a Hendrick car, let alone a Chevy, I would choose you, even though you didn't congratulate me on the Coke 600. I would still choose you because you're my friend, because I'm a real friend. But he is a complete prick and picked a Hendrick car and not you.
I picked a Hendrick car, the best pit crew on pit road. So I'm not taking the 12.
If the 9 were to get into victory lane in St. Louis, would your dad go over to the Joy of Seating shop and like fire up some siren there? And
I'm sure he would.
He would be banging aluminum.
We'd have a gong.
There's got to be a horn. There was a horn that would. Did he mount it on
the golf cart?
On the golf cart, but there it was during the Jersey Shore, and they used to have a grenade whistle and Beaver Dragon. They put that. It was an air horn, but you get like the compressed air blower and blow the horn in the middle of the day.
That thing would be loud. We would figure out how to make some sort of a racket if that. That would be the case. But
what do you got to buy Steve? So Steve-O, buddy who Corey
I grew up with. Now he's
Steve-O.
Over at Arca Deal. He's been around.
He runs Pinnacle Racing Group. What do you got to buy him?
So we made a deal one night. I was probably 16 or 17. We worked pretty much an all-nighter until there was a stretch there. We were just digging. It was him and I working on K&N cars or late models, whatever it was. This is before, you know, I had any inkling or chance to be a cup driver, let alone drive for Rick Hendrick. And we come out of there, it was probably 4 o'clock in the morning, just exhausted, right? And I said, buddy, whenever I win my first cup race, I'm going to buy you. He loved Subaru, like STIs. You know, we were both young kids, and that was like the epitome of what a nice vehicle was at the time. I'll buy you a Subaru STI. He goes, that's a deal. So he shook on it. And I talked to him a couple weeks after last year's Atlanta when we got close and Chase blocked me and we eventually crashed, right? And I said, man, I about owed you a Subaru. He goes, you know what? I changed my mind. I want a center console boat.
Can't move the goalpost.
Yeah. So
how much was your bonus? All right, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
I want a Lexus.
Depending on what the bonus was, depends on what kind of how nice of a center console boat Steve-O's going to get one day. But maybe that's 2 day. Who knows? But it's going to be good. It's going to be exciting. I think this next-gen car is going to deliver too at this track for the second time going back. I'm glad we're back in the Gateway market for sure.
Are you and your dad the only father-son to drive for Rick Hendrick?
I don't know.
That's a good
both
question.
Both in a fill-in capacity too. Yeah. Trivia fact. So that's interesting enough. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure that's did Bill never drive for Rick Hendrick?
The video popped up though this week. It was circulating of your dad wrecking Earnhardt.
Oh, that's a great video.
Oh, yeah.
Did they show the in-car camera?
Well, I never realized what happened. I watched it, and he just drove in too deep.
And they both ended up nose-to-nose, and Dad says he's watching the whole time. He's got his bubble goggles, and he takes his steering wheel off, and he throws it, and he's like, you know, you hear somebody muffled. It's like, mother
hurt. He was hurt before then.
Yeah, previous week or something, yeah. Shoulder or something. So yeah, Earnhardt gets out because Dad was up against the wall with his left side, so he couldn't get out, right? He's like fumbling with the window net, and he's like, oh, Earnhardt's going to reach through the right side window and kill me.
Yeah.
They say he rips the right side window out. What joy? And there's in-car camera footage of this. What the f*** happened? We wrecked. All right. Walked away.
We wrecked.
Yeah, so –
well, at least you're not going to wreck Dale Sr.
At least I'm not going to wreck Dale Sr.
No matter what happens.
Yeah, it can't get that bad. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be fun. And I'm excited about working for the group. They're filling in for old Clyde. Keep that seat warm for him. But, yeah, it's a pretty good shot to be good. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you guys tune in and see how we can get the job going. That's all I got. I got to get to work today. This is Stacking Pennies. Goodbye.